a novel approach to immigrants' rights.
A Republican president's belief in a radical idea.
I believe in the idea of amnesty for those who have put down roots and who have lived here, even though sometime back they may have entered illegally.
It's been nearly a quarter century since Ronald Reagan gave amnesty to millions of undocumented immigrants. But that path to citizenship is now blocked by some political barricades.
Amnesty for immigrants, the radical idea that's already been tried. Huddled masses tired of being poor ask, could it work again? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A look at some radical ideas that have already been tried but seem forgotten today in today's political climate, including amnesty for undocumented immigrants. It's Thursday, July 15th. Good morning, everyone.
And let's take a check of the top stories this morning. Some cold water thrown on BP's dreams of ending the Gulf oil leak this morning. Just as they began testing the new containment cap, engineers found the cap has a leak of its own. BP is repairing it now. There's no word on how long that will delay the operation. The nightmare continues for millions of homeowners as well. The number of foreclosures this year is on track to top 1 million. That would break last year's record of more than 900,000. Before the housing bubble burst, a normal year was about 100,000 homes seized.
The first major legal challenge to Arizona's new immigration law gets underway in a Phoenix courtroom today. It's a lawsuit filed by Phoenix police officers. The officer wants the law blocked because it would require him to use race as a primary factor during the enforcement of the law. That Iranian scientist who claimed he'd been kidnapped by American agents received a hero's welcome in Tehran this morning. The Washington Post reports that the CIA paid the scientist $5 million for intelligence on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. officials tell the paper Sharam Amiri was a willing defector who worked for the CIA for over a year.
Argentina has become the first country in Latin America to legalize gay marriage. The landmark Senate vote was shown live on national television there this morning. The law will also allow same-sex couples to adopt children. And an FDA panel has voted to keep the controversial diabetes pill Avandia on the market, despite evidence that it increases the risk of heart attack. There will be tighter restrictions on its sales.
We'll talk to a doctor about Avandia a little later on in the hour. Three of the police officers charged in the shooting deaths of unarmed civilians on a New Orleans bridge in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina were in court yesterday. They entered not guilty pleas. Prosecutors say they haven't decided whether to seek the death penalty against them and a fourth cop who was arrested in Texas. Workers at the World Trade Center site have found a 32-foot-long hull of a ship, likely buried there sometime in the late 18th century. Archaeologists think it was probably used, along with other debris, when they extended lower Manhattan into the Hudson River. And China's economy continues to grow at a blistering pace, according to economists, but there are signs it may be slowing down. It grew 10.3% in the second quarter. That's down from nearly 12% in the first quarter. The latest figures put China on the verge of overtaking Japan as the world's second largest economy. Asian and European markets are down, however. Futures are mixed for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,366 after seven consecutive sessions of gains. The S&P opens at 1,095 and the NASDAQ opens at 2249. Coming up this morning, we're going to take a hard look at immigration. Someone leaked the personal information, possibly a government worker released personal information of about 1,300 people in Utah, mostly Latinos and believed to be undocumented illegal aliens. More of that story in just a half hour.
And we'll look back to a quarter century ago when the solution to illegal immigration was a radical idea known as amnesty. And who proposed it? Ronald Reagan. We're looking at a few radical ideas all morning long that have been tried but have been forgotten since, such as amnesty for illegal immigrants.
There's all kinds of radicalism in American history that we forget in these kind of tepid days, I think.
Yeah, that in today's world we may not even realize the source of those supposedly radical ideas. What radical, forgotten radical ideas do we need to bring back? What radical idea do you want to resurrect? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.